Blog Talk Radio.
The motherfucking saga continues.
Yo, yo, what's up, world? It's Badass Thuggin' like I usually do. And you better turn it up, bust some speakers out, cause we off the motherfucking cuff. You dig how we do it? Dog Pound Gangsters 2000 and beyond.
What's up with it, y'all? Man, don't change that sound. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And you tuned in live to Off the Cuff Radio. Better not touch that sound. Wiggly.
Yeah, this is Cassidy the Hustler. And right now, you listening to the Guillotine. Show them the respect they deserve, man. Off the Cut Radio, man. Y'all already know how they doing it, man. I need y'all to stay tuned. They've been doing it for years. So show them the respect they deserve. And you heard it out of bars, mom. Easy.
Keep it moving like this. Yo, this your boy Rampage. You're not rocking with the best. With Off the Cut Radio. Classic. History. Fix your face to all you haters. We off the cuff, baby.
What's up, everybody? This your girl, Bonnie Dollars, the Queen of Trap, representing Crenshaw, and you are now tuned in with Off the Cuff Radio. What's up?
What's up, y'all? This is Miss Irresistible, giving a shout-out to the live show on Friday nights, Off the Cuff Radio, and I'm live from the 704. Make sure y'all tune in for the blazing hot music.
Hey, what it ain't, what it do. Chili Chill from that original Lynch Mob. Off the Cuff Radio, always where it's at on Friday night. West West, y'all.
This is crazy right here, man.
Crazy right here. Lord, this Queens Matter.
Five.
You be.
Father with this right
Queens
here.
Matter. This is crazy right here, son.
Bitch is ready.
Queens,
yeah.
Check it, yo, yo, yo.
Let's talk about it. We used to make moves and walk around her. Projects like we own the blocks and corner stores around us. Everything stops when she pops and cops and robbers. We gotta find a way of dying these streets, son. Let's talk about it. We used to make moves and walk around her. Projects like we own the blocks and corner stores around us. Everything stops when she pops. Cops and robbers, we gotta find a way of dying these streets, son.
With no direction, we move foul, wow, insurrection. Stormed on the hood like they did the Capitol. Niggas trying to clap, but you no telling what the ratchets do. Everybody trying to eat, copping work, burning leaves. All you sitting in the pot, getting hot work release. Called the super predators, we were young competitors. Had your bosses and your workers, had you run these army soldiers. Military camouflage, send your brain off to Mars. In the bridge you need balls and guts. We saw pretty girls turn into crackhead smuts. Demon heads on the island, getting strong as fuck. This that off north flow, where we size you up. Put that kite in the air, while I'm docked at the pier. This that raw hip-hop that you need to feel. That grizzly shit, Immortal Thug shit. Immortal legend, Queensbridge and that's it.
Let's talk about it. We used to make moves and walk around her. Projects like we own the blocks and corner stores around us. Everything stops when she pops the cops and robbers. We gotta find a way of dying these streets, son. Let's talk about it. We used to make moves and walk around her. Projects like we own the blocks and corner stores around us. Everything stops when she pops the cops and robbers. We gotta find a way of dying these streets, son.
You know the time, kid, can get it where your spine is. When you fucking with them kids with no conscience. We trying to level up, re-up score to have enough to take our ladies shopping. Cop the latest garments, right one by my side, no one can stop us. I spark another one, we're powered up by the sun. Ice, night, stargazing, pillow fighting, having fun. Getting to this money, I didn't have to bust a gun. Now that's a little muscle, hustle for your ass, kid. Freddy Krueger the bridge, you know what's happening. When I come through, they know the money's showing up. Big moves being made, dapping all the homies up. It's only right we legit, launching firms, young CEOs vibrating higher than earth.
Hey, yo, son. Yo, 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 holla at Chef Blue Cheese, man. No sense telling me to launch that new restaurant.
Let's talk about it. We used to make moves and walk around the projects like we owned the blocks and corner stores around us. Everything stops when shit pops and cops and robbers. We gotta find a way of dying these streets, son. Let's talk about it. We used to make moves and walk around the projects like we owned the blocks and corner stores around us. Everything stops when shit pops and cops and robbers. We gotta find a way of dying these streets, son.
Tune in to episode 531, Off the Cuff Radio, live and direct. I'm your host, King Eric, the Media Assassin, and this show is sponsored by Da Vinci Clothing, Cocaine Buddy Boy Entertainment, Screwball Radio, Fleetwood and the Cot Pickers, Jesse's Boutique, Core Financial. Got my host, T-Match, with the facts in the building. What's good, my man?
Man, what's going on, brother, man? Look, another fabulous Friday of OTC up in the building. We are first class fresh all day, air day, for all seasons, indeed. And shout out to our host and spirit, our fam, L.A. Chinchilla. We ready to get it. And King, you know, we got a good friend back with us again, man. You know, we're so happy to have him. Let everybody know who it is.
Yes, sir, man. You heard this, brother. Tonight's guest. On board for part two. This man is a part of Queensbridge history, and he continues to make history. You can hear him on classic projects such as The War Report 1 and 2. He's done work with Mussolini, Tragedy Gaddafi, Mobb Deep. You name it, this dude has done the work with him. And now he's here to talk about his new project, what he's been up to lately. What's all welcome, Imam Thug, to Off the Cuff Radio. Welcome back, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, man, check it, yo, yo, yo.
We back.
Fellas, thank you for having me, man. I appreciate y'all.
Man, look, the first time was a blast, and the second time going to be a doozy, man. Look, welcome back with
you
us.
You know
man.
The
We're
vibe.
So happy to have you back, legend. How you? How you been, man? What's been going
man.
On?
I'm feeling great, man. I mean, we've been so busy, man. It's been a busy year. You know, just running with the whole Immortal Legend wave. And just getting the world acclimated, man, with this project, you know what I'm saying, and things like that, you know, the reemergence of Imam Thug and all of that stuff. We got new talent coming with B12 and stuff like that, too. So, you know, and all the talent that's on the album, we want to make sure that the people that's on the album get appreciated.
Definitely. Look. When King told us, King said it, Iman, when he told, you know, me that you were, you know, hit him, that, you know, that you want to get back, I'm like, okay. I'm like, this man got some heat for us to talk about in terms of it.
Yes.
See it, look, we tell, we love the energy right now, the enthusiasm, the passion, the excitement. We're here for all of it, man. So like we do, tell us about the project in terms of the genesis of it, in terms of what was the inspiration? Because there's a lot of stuff that's been happening in hip-hop from the last seven,
yeah.
8 months, the last time you were with us. So we got a couple hours.
Absolutely.
Let's get into it. Let's go.
Hey, man. Hey, well, you know, a lot of the inspiration, man, just comes from just the passion. You know, the inspiration comes from the passion and just not wanting to cheat the game. You know, I want to give the culture, the hip-hop culture, everything that they would expect from Imam Thug. You know what I'm saying? That's why we are back here, man, to do what we need to do, you know, something is business.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
so it's personal.
Yeah, with the Immortal Legend project, man, how's that been doing for you? Like, how has your fan base been receiving it?
Oh, they've been receiving it well. It's been like a global embracement, you know. It's like this in like 161 countries, man. We got people all over the world that's been waiting to hear Imam Thug. And now they have an opportunity not just to hear him, but just to, you know, experience the run that we're going to have. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just me dropping this project. It's about me dropping this project, supporting it, bringing new talent, new production, and coming with my next project, you know, and stuff like that too. So, you know, it's just that whole thing, man. It's a lot to be excited about.
In terms of you doing what you've been doing, and it's always great to hear legends who are still moving, shaking, and still influencing. I segue that by saying about the recent, a couple of, you know, months ago, what academics said, talking about a lot of old rappers are bitter, this, that, and the other. And you're definitely not that. And
not at all.
Definitely we thought that was whack with what Hack said, you know, because once again, this is a situation. The legends, even if you feel a certain way about it, don't basically try to put them down in terms of that statement we felt was tantamount to basically trying to put them out the pasture. And we know the legends like yourself and so many others lay that foundation for a lot of the new artists, which obviously shows in this project because, as you said, Imam, you were really enthused about bringing in the new guard in terms of it. How important was you to bridge that gap from that QB lineage of Royal, Rhyme, and Regal to really extending that to the new generation to really bridge it and really kind of collectively push the culture forward?
I think the bridging of it all just came from just, you know, embracing everyone in their talents, you know, everyone in their artistry that was involved, you know what I'm saying, with the project. Even the people that's not involved with the project, the listeners and people like that, you know what I'm saying, the young listeners and people like that, you know, we want them to kind of like catch up a little bit to, you know, what they've been missing a little bit, but not kind of oversaturating it, if that makes sense, you know. So I didn't give it to them too heavy, too raw, but the new project that we got coming, man, is going to be, you know, it's going to be, you know, a lot more raw material and other different things like that. Well, the Immortal Legend was fantastic, man. You know, it was a great experience. Shout out to Steve Sola and, you know, all the producers,
man,
that was involved with that, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, DJ Modesty, who did the Queensmatic, and, you know, DJ Kev, you know, everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? So, DJ Blends, and we just, you know, it was just a collective effort, man, of brothers coming together under a collective energy and delivering the best product that we could for that project.
That's what it is. Also, too, a shout out to Steve Sola, the mix king, you know, slash hit king, you know, who has been influential as so many Queensbridge album classics.
Oh, yeah, he's one of the coldest. He's one of the coldest engineers to do it, man. I mean,
yeah.
If you want your joints to be sonically polished, he got you. It's going to cost a grip, but.
Absolutely. But, you know, what people fail to realize about Steve Sola, too, man, is that he's a great engineer. He's one of the best in the business. And make sure engineering the business, but also, you know, he's one hell of a fucking producer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He's one hell of a producer. You know, he plays instruments like the guitar and shit like that. Like, Steve is different. You know, he did the track for me and Prodigy, man, called The Recipe, man. He produced that track.
Man.
That's a fact.
Yeah, man.
And he was like, you need this for the album, man. We got to make sure this is for your shit. I was like, no problem. You know what I'm saying? Of course.
One thing that
I told him, Alex. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Nah, that's cool. I was telling Steve, like, yo, man, we need this. You know what I'm saying? He was like, yo, there's no pressure, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's a whole other segment, though. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, misstep, you know what I'm saying, the segments and all that, man. Go ahead, fam. My bad.
Understood. No, no, no. You good, man. Look, you know how we do, Imam. It's all love, and we just flow how it goes. But one thing about it, too, is when you're looking at the state of where New York hip-hop is right now, in terms of where the direction of it is, you all have pretty much kept it traditional in the aesthetics of that, you know, that vintage sound. We've seen the drill scene really become big around New York in terms of that's really become a fixture now. When you look at how New York has kind of morphed at different levels of the, you know, the current trends, you know, the current aesthetics, and you all have, you know, resolved to maintain and carry on the tradition, but obviously that's no disservice to what is going on now. How do you feel about the state of hip-hop right now in New York City in terms of a lot of the new artists like Ice Spice and so many others, you know, who are, like, beginning to make waves? So not so much the subject matter, but just the music in general, how the beats and everything else.
Man, I think that this is, I'm not going to say it's like similar, but it's somewhat synonymous to what we experienced in the past, man. You know what I'm saying? We had a lot of hard artists that came out in the past, even in the 80s and stuff like that, 90s, motherfuckers came out hard. And then you had, like, different type of artists that would come out, like, real corny. I'm saying, like, this is not nothing new. It's just like, you know, they're pushing a lot of females right now, and, you know, they're pushing, you know, a lot of different narratives, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. A lot of different females are getting the opportunity to do what they do. And, I think we got to embrace it all at the end of the day, man. I think that if we don't embrace change, man, you know, we're not really dealing with reality. It's just changing. Whether you like it or not, it doesn't matter whether we, you know what I'm saying, feel it, whether we don't feel it, you know what I'm saying? You know, somebody's feeling it, the shit's moving, the shit's shaking, and, you know, we have to find a way to kind of, like, embrace, you know what I'm saying, what's going on, but not lose ourselves and our own craft, obviously, you know? I'm not going to do an Ice Spice record and any type of, you know what I'm saying, weird shit like that for me, but for whatever she's doing or whatever whoever else is doing. You know, we got to respect that for what it is. But it's on us to come and bring the shit that we want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Like, if people want to hear that real, you know, grizzly shit, that's up to me to come with that. If they want to hear that Nas, it's up to Nas to come with that. If they want to hear that Mob, it's up to Hav to come with that. And the Infamous to come with that. And, you know what I mean? Shit like that. V12 come with that. So it's a lot of different, you know, ways to look at things, man. You know, without shutting people out, man.
Man, when you mentioned V12,
especially now with the way you see Queensbridge is straight running this rap thing now. I'm talking
Your
Project, Prodigy, Rest in Peace Project, Drop Core Mega, Nas.
Oh, man.
I mean, y'all got it in the chokehold right now.
Man, look.
Well, I'm just saying, like right now, we just getting started, like, really right now. Like, Nas always going to keep it going, because that's like, you know what I'm saying, that's his duty, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a duty, man. Even the thug, I got my own duty too, man. If I didn't do what I was doing, you know what I'm saying, dudes would not, you know what I'm saying, you know, I don't think they would expect that. They expect me to do the shit that I'm doing. They expect me to bring it, you know what I'm saying, you know, even rougher and tougher in the new year. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. So, you know, we want to support all the new artists coming out of Queensbridge also, and everybody, man. So everybody gets the time to shine, and we're here for it all.
One thing that's always been so pleasant and such a reassurance for the culture of the art, Imam, is the fact that, you know, we're all, you know, older in the game of really being vintage in terms of understanding and really appreciating art form. I feel like hip-hop, as you grow older and you stay a child of it and you keep that enthusiasm and excitement of what is being released, You could be 80 and listening to it, and you still get the same excitement because you still enjoy it from what you really see in terms of the growth and the evolution of it. And to still see some of your favorite artists today who are still not only putting out quality, but are just totally, in a good way, just destroying the game in terms of showing we not done. And guess what? You ain't kicking us out of here either. especially when you were V12. And look, V12, for those that don't know, because I got hit with V12, of course, back in 2001 on a Lakey's 41st Side compilation. I know Nas did the QB's finest, but God, that 41st Side was just on some other.
I was up north. I missed out.
I was like,
I whoa. But that was a big look. Shout out to my dog on Lake Luciano, man, too, on that one. You know what I'm saying? Lakey the Kid, different things like that, man. And shout out to V12, too, man. V12's new project is it's exclusive. I'm telling y'all right now. You know what I'm saying? His new project is exclusive, and they're going to see V12, and they're going to hear V12 in a way that they've never seen and heard him before. He's a fact.
Now, he's the soul.
You know what I'm saying?
He's just the soul of QB in terms of those hooks. Definitely in terms of Nate Dogg, he is definitely respectfully comparison. He's y'all answer to Nate Dogg. You know, rest in peace.
He is.
King, but y'all have y'all over there who is equally as astute and just as talented and legendary. I mean, to watch him over the years progress and to still have that bond with him, and you and him are still working today, how does that feel knowing that over 20, 30 years of friendship, the bond is still there and the chemistry is continuous?
It's a beautiful thing, man, and I hold that dear to my heart. I really do. I hold that dear to my heart more than the business, more than the craft, more than anything, you know what I'm saying? Because me and 12, you know what I'm saying, we've been homies for a long time. We've been making music for a long time. So, you know, when I finally saw some, I'm like, yo, son, let me fly you into Tampa, man. We're about to get busy and set it off. When the Holy Motor Legend thing started kicking off, man, and I saw some at the airport, it was like, you know, we didn't miss a beat. It was just the same shit as, like, before. It was just like, you know, that's my brother, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to hold him down. We have disagreements. We go through it. That's my brother like everybody else, man. I'm not saying this, you know what I mean? I'm just saying that to say that, you know, the same way I go through shit with my brother, my blood brother, I go through shit with my real brothers. You know what I'm saying? But we still hold fast. We still hold fast to one another. You know what I'm saying? We still hold fast to one another. Me and V12 did some phenomenal work on the album. His new album, we did some more phenomenal work. And he's going to shock the world. I'm going to be right there with him.
Man,
and I know y'all going to have some of the crazy visuals, too. Y'all going to have some of the crazy visuals.
The visuals is going to be sick. These are facts, man. The visuals are going to be really serious. Let's just say that, man. But the body of work, but his body of work, this is Son's first project, like his first album, like his own album. This is his first own solo album project, EP project. You know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, he ain't never, through all his features, he never had nothing of his own. This is his first one. So this is going to be, you know what I'm saying, like magnificent. It's going to be, he's going to raise the bar. We're raising the bar with this joint with V12.
And like they say, better late than never. Because as we've seen over the past year, we've lost so many legends. Of course, you know, Takeoff, you know, I mean, rest in peace.
Yes.
I mean, we've seen so many, man. How important is it for those that don't always get those flowers of recognizing talent in their talent? How do I word this? how important is it to really, really show that appreciation to people, no matter where they are in terms of popularity or celebrity, but being dope nonetheless while they are alive? You know, you've been in this game for so many years. We've been blessed to do this for so many years. What can we do to really, really hammer home the emphasis of embracing, celebrating, and exalting the greats while they are here?
Hey, T-Max, hey, hold on, hold that thought real quick. Hold that thought real quick.
Yeah.
I think we got Pat on the line real quick.
Pat.
Reach out.
Yeah,
Pat,
yo.
Reaching out.
Yo, what's happening? What's happening? I just wanted to call in real quick, man, because you got Doug on the line, man. I wanted to salute him, man. Shout out to Queens. But I'm a real fan, a fan of Mont Dog, man, for real. Like, I listen to you a lot, man, so I wanted to salute you. I shouted you out on our post the other day. I didn't know that Eric already had you booked for an episode. I'm like, oh, man, I got to call in for a minute.
Yeah, you got to tap in.
Yeah, so I was like, man, I had to call in, man, because you know, I fuck with Queens heavy, and you know, you one of those ill ones, man. Like Tragedy is my number one Queens of all time, so
yes.
that's kind of how I heard of you. You know what I mean? Because I'm a real Tragedy fan. You know what I mean? Like, I don't just know, you know, Intelligent Hoodlum. Like, I know his whole catalog is hitting. That's
catalog.
How I heard of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
precious,
like man.
Precious, man.
And real ones know, like, real ones know that if you can stand on a track with Tragedy, like, I mean, for real, if you can do a song with Tragedy ain't one of them dudes that's just like, oh, I'll do a song because it gets me a couple dollars or it gets me some views. Like, if he don't think you're dope, he ain't rhyming with you. Like, period. You don't see him on everybody's shit. You know what I mean? He's a real one, you know? So, like, the fact that you can do a track with him and walk with him on a track, that's how I knew from as soon as I saw your name. I was like, oh, this dude must be dope. And then I heard you, man. I'm a real fan, man. Like, I've been checking you for a while, bro.
That.
Like, you're, I'm
Thank
a real
you, man.
Fan,
Make sure
for
you
real.
Make sure you stream that Immortal Legend on Spotify right now. I'm saying and all these things, man. My latest project, man. So make sure you get in tune with that, my man. That's a fact.
Oh, definitely,
man.
I always got you, man. I follow you on there and everything, man.
Yeah,
I follow you on Spotify,
man.
And everything,
man.
But oh, yeah, I just wanted to salute everybody, man, and I'll let y'all get back to the interview, man, because I don't want to jump in and be out of place and all that, but I had to just call in and show my respect to you, man, like, for real. You know what I mean? Like, I have a lot of respect for you, and just know that the shit you're spitting is reaching the right people, you know what I mean?
I appreciate you, man. Like, I appreciate you. And I'm going to say this to you before you go, man. Make sure that you follow me on IG. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a lot of, you know what I'm saying, exclusive, you know what I'm saying, merch and different shit like that too, man. Posters I sign, and you know what I'm saying, like, personally to people, if you want to post or anything that I have on the merch that we got for you, man, I'll personally sign it for you, no big deal. So, you know.
For sure, man.
Yeah,
I'll even share the post too, man. Salute though, man.
All right, family. Salute, man.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Check it, yo.
Yeah, man. I mean, but definitely,
Everybody,
you know, shout
man.
Out to Pittsburgh Pat, always coming in with, you know, I mean, we love him so much, man. You know, it's always a joy to hear him come in with us.
It's a big deal.
Definitely. We wanted to ask you, too, as well about this, in addition to, you know, appreciating not all of our contributors to the culture in a positive way while they're here, but also how important is it to always understand who is around you as well in terms of making sure that your standard, your reputation, your business, your safety is a priority. You know, we've seen in recent situations what happens when certain people are around and, you know, things don't always go correct. What have you learned in this game about your entourage, friends, and those that are nothing more than opportunities?
Well, I've inserted a program into my system that's called the Oracle. And what the Oracle does, goes like filters through the system, man, and feeds back information, and all this information is tangible and solid information for me to kind of decipher from. You know what I'm saying? So it's deeper than what anybody can see. It's deeper than what anybody, you know, think they can see. It's just it's a whole back office situation, a whole overview situation, and it all comes back to, you know, the table where I get to kind of sit down and break down, you know what I'm saying, you know, the math. It's a whole matrix. But, you know, at the end of the day, it makes sense. It's the order of operation in which we exist, and it works for us.
Yeah, it's all about building those.
Does that make sense?
Programs. Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Because you're giving people something that they could tap into. So we all think we talked about that on Screwball Radio a while back.
Right, but you know, when we talk about programs, we're not talking about literal programs. We're talking about, you know, empowering people in positions that, you know, kind of like, you know, exhibit programs, if that makes sense. Does that make
right.
sense?
Right. Right. When
yeah,
you look
man,
at the state,
because obviously we're running a business, this is a corporation, so, you know, obviously
mm-hmm.
kind of like we have to move in a certain you know, you have to move in a certain way, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's just deep, man. It's just, we have to, it's deep, man. I don't want to go too deep in the paint with you guys, man. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. It's all good.
Yeah. I just want to say that, you know, we have to empower the people around us to do the things that, you know, we feel is going to be fruitful for our movement and what we need to accomplish.
And that's most important. When we look at the culture today, when we look at the music, we're journalists. We do not say anything from a perspective of any malice or bias. Part of our job is to be objective. But what we hear in the music today, a lot of it, is not something, I think, for the programming of people. And we don't mean programming in terms of this, that, and the other, in the sense of walking around like robots, but it's about what people consume. And with what is being put out there, what is being constantly marketed,
yes,
I don't necessarily want to go back into it's like when we grew up, there was a wide range of variety. No matter who you are in hip hop, no matter what color you are, whether you're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, if you were of the culture and just enjoy black music in general, you know, because this is what we're kind of getting to with hip hop from it, you listen to everything in that era. And even in, from R&B to rap to dancehall, the musical education of what we came up with back in the day was very diversified, which is what would influence so many great artists growing up in the 80s and 90s to now. And what we have now is a situation where that diversification has been subtracted, if non-existent, because there's no push for artists to really, really, really be different in the sense of really being groundbreaking and original. A lot of people are coming out with the same flows, Same type of video, same type of beat. You know,
of course.
And it's not growing. Some of it is, I'm going to just be blunt, it's not growing the culture. Just because it's adding to it in terms of the addition does not mean it's exponentially growing it in enrichment. You know, this is why artists like Griselda, this is why artists like you, B12, Nas, Cormega, we cannot wait for the Dr. Dre and the new Dr. Dre and Snoop album. We cannot wait for this either.
Me too. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on all that.
Man,
absolutely.
So like this is why you all matter so much. When you think about
everybody
how
that you said, man.
Yes, I mean
yeah.
The.
I get the message. And, you know, I think that you're right, man. I know that you're right. Because that's the reason why, you know, guys like us come back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys, like Paul Megan coming back with the realness, too. And, you know, even, you know, they got the AZ who came back with his, you know what I'm saying, part two. It's just like,
man, how could we
you got vintage guys
AZ,
coming through.
Man,
like, I'm throwing that out there because, you know what I'm saying, you know, this shit all evolved around Queensbridge, you know. Nas giving all these guys their opportunities to do what they do. Not Mega, because Mega's been doing it for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Before Nas, I believe that some was spent before Nas, and you know, it's all good. But they, from that same block, from that same area, you know, they read the, Nas read the Firm and the Bravehearts and, you know what I'm saying, and Jungle and everybody, man, and Nasheem and Wiz and Kosh, like, that's a lot of work that came off, you know what I'm saying? That movement, man. That Queensbridge, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm proud of Nas when we say Queensbridge finest, man, because it's like so much, you know what I'm saying? He defined so much with that project right there, man.
And not
you know
to mention
that
keeping it within a concept,
you know,
dog, because, see, when you keep it in a concept like King Disease 1, 2, and 3, ain't nobody really doing trilogies that good. That's a very overlooking part of dog is like he's doing a trilogy. Now the only trilogy so far
well,
sound pretty good is Cuban Links 1 and 2.
Yeah, we're not gonna take nothing away from Wu Tang. Let's be clear on that shit. We won't take nothing away from the Wu or nothing away from what they're doing, because they are, you know, their own iconic, you know what I'm saying, you know, being in itself, man. And King Disease, you know what I'm saying, trilogy, it's his own thing. Nas and Hit Boy, man, they found something, you know, like a potion, man. They found their potion that worked, and they're making good music, and they're giving good music, and they're feeding the culture. You know what I'm saying? That's big shit.
It is.
Big music, big things, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you're hating on that level of greatness or any level of greatness for anyone who has achieved something that has exceeded with the expectations of them, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, shame on you, but, you know, we congratulate this, man. We are happy for everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? We're happy for everybody, man.
Yeah. And when you think about it with Hit
yeah,
Boy,
man.
I mean, we think about the whole King Disease trilogy. We're all big Nas fans here, you know, King and myself, you know, of course, you know Nas personally, King and myself, we were growing up listening. And and to see where Nas, and we're just saying this not because we felt that way, but because a lot of people said that Nas beats were not always the best in terms of it, which personally I disagree with. That's just me.
But it's
like with the King's Disease with Hit Boy, there was a lot of issues along the way. If we look at the chronological trajectory of Nas's career, once again, we're not saying it's in terms of shading, or we're just speaking facts in terms of things that went on. Like the premiere album that unfortunately still didn't happen. Hopefully it will one day.
Not yet. Yeah. You never know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Esco got his, you know what I'm saying? He does what he do. You know what I mean? So don't be surprised if you see that.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying? But we got what we got. We got what we got.
Yeah, but it's like to see all the legendary producers. Of course, shout out to my man Elias.
Yeah.
You know, of course. You know, of course, Large Professor.
Yes.
You know, Q-Tip. But going into this new generation where a lot of the younger audience may not necessarily be familiar with, you know, Nas and even Nasty Nas and Nas Escobar like we did, Hit-Boy was this young fly dude from California who's been burning it up out there. Side note, if you have not heard the project that he did with Pac-Man the Gunman, y'all need to check out that album Hit-Boy and Pac-Man the Gunman did together. Y'all need to peep that. But when him and Nas got
come out, Hit-Boy been putting in his work too.
Yeah. And this is where you see,
disagreeing with you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And when you see Nas and Hit-Boy get together, it's the situation where they're not only from both different coasts, but they were kind of doing different types of music in terms of it. But ultimately, what united them was the love and the culture of hip-hop. And we got Nas on steroids right now. This dude is rhyming in a fashion that while we knew his creative ability.
He's rapping now. Listen, man. Listen, Nas. One thing about Nas, man. You know, Nas always, you know what I'm saying? He's always, you know what I'm saying, been quiet assassin, man. You know what I'm saying? Nas is not the type, you know, he's never been the type of dude to, like, you know, don't you know, like, son, like, he's really, you know, one of the most iconic figures in Queensbridge, man. And I'm glad to say that, you know what I'm saying, knowing him for as long as I have. Big deal, man. You know what I'm saying? We love Nas. Big deal. And Jungle, too. Let's be clear. Let's be clear about these things, man. It's a lot of history on this, man. We love Nas. We happy for everything that he's got going on right now. We're going to support him always, man. That's a whole fact.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
And to see you and so many of your other brethren, I mean, this is something momentous, Imam, in terms of not only what Nas, I mean, we're seeing, when you look at all these guys, we're still making albums. You see Nori doing his podcast with DJ Effin.
Salute to Nori too, man. Salute to Nori.
Yeah.
Let's give Nori, you know what I'm saying, too. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The brother figured it out. And he made it happen, man. And he got his whole crew up there, which is the Drink Champs crew, which is another segment of his legacy, man. You know, taking nothing away from that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Shotta Capone was doing
with Smoke Champs. I think they have another brand called Smoke Champs, and they did a
they got a lot of different things coming. They got a lot of different things coming, man. And it's a beautiful thing because a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, that's been down, with Nori and his whole thing that he's been pushing outside of everything else that he's been, you know what I'm saying, navigating, man. I'm benefiting, man. There's nothing wrong with that. I know all you guys, man. There's nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing. Everybody got to get the hustling and get the grinding, man. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. Ain't no hate.
You speak with such reverence and sincerity, Imam, and that is so, it's just so refreshing because we're living in a time where for the older generation, you all seem to really understand what it means to have camaraderie as opposed to conflict, to having friendship among, you know, as opposed to having foes. We have some of the younger generation, unfortunately, not all of them, where some of them are talking about the ops and how they're deliberately trying to stake their claim to greatness by being grimy on everybody else. And that's not the way. You know, competitive
that's not
nature
the way.
Is inherent. Yeah. Competitiveness is inherent in hip hop because, it's, you know, that when you're looking at, you know, who's nice on the mic. But when that gets to a point when it becomes confrontational and even violent, that is
a
very
a
pronounced issue.
No, it's not
it's a problem.
It's not fruitful. It's not fruitful. And we know that the young generation are out, you know, doing a lot of young shit that we was doing probably allegedly or whatever when we was young and not really having a proper understanding of, you know what I'm saying, where we are right now today, where we can be at this space.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we can't hold, me personally, like I can't hold a lot of the young generation, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, accountable for what they're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Because of, you know, we dealt with things too, man. And we're at a place right now where we have, you know, thankfully that we have an option to you know, to dictate the narrative, man. You know, you can dictate it, you know, in a negative way. You can dictate it in a positive way. You know, it's wherever you are in life. You know what I'm saying? If you want some bullshit in life, then you're going to be on some bullshit. But if you want some, if you're in a good place in your life, then you're going to be in a good place in your life. And you're going to exert good, you know what I'm saying, those vibes, you know what I'm saying, throughout your journey. With the people that you deal with. And, you know, and guys like me, we watching for that. We watching to see where everybody's at. So we can see, you know what I'm saying, where the energy's at, man. Because we pure over here.
When you think about those wild times growing up, everything that you went through, that old New York era was something that obviously you all came up in. There were tragedies, there were triumphs, there were situations, there were setbacks. And throughout it all, it morphed into you all bringing us some of the greatest music that this culture has ever birthed.
I think that it's a high possibility that that's just, you know, I don't know, man. It depends on where the energy goes, but things can get a whole lot more interesting. You know what I mean? Just, you know, there's a lot of guys that have developed. You know, Imam Thug is so developed right now more than, you know, ever before. A lot of people have developed more than ever before. And people are focused on a lot of different things. You know, I got a lot of different things going on, too. Everybody got a lot of different things going on. But when it comes down to feeding the culture, and, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm here to make sure that I can keep the Queensbridge legacy going. You know what I'm saying? Everything that people know about Queensbridge and Imam Thug and everything that I'm involved in, I want to keep that alive, you know what I'm saying, for the fans. You know what I'm saying, around the world. You know what I'm saying, that's my job. And add on.
One of my favorite songs that you have within your resume was the All Illuminati. Now, do you see that everything that you and Traj was talking about prophesizing into life that you, as we see it today?
Absolutely. And a lot of those things, even with the True Confessions too, man, all of that was being prophesized right now, man. It's been being prophesized for 10, 15, 20 years. You know what I mean? You know, 1999, number 5, internet web control your whole mind. You know what I mean? So I've been telling folks about that math. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'll be the last man standing in the middle of the major war. You know what I'm saying? BC. Caveman and dinosaurs. Women like mine are yours. They got some type of shit they put up in your fucking jaw. So you got COVID, all these different things. So it's just epidemic. It's math. is science, you know, not saying that we, you know, saying out here predicting, you know, saying shit like that or things like that. But we just out here moving with the energy, man, trying to, you know what I'm saying, feed the people with the energy, man, that, you know what I'm saying, that we're moving with, man. But it is prophesied. Nonetheless.
When you think about your rhyming from when you first started, you know, and where, how your pen has steadily, you know, progressed, how it profusely become more poignant, more, you know, polished, more, you know, just monumental, you know, in the rhyme scribble. What is it like to, what's the creative process for you in terms of every project you go into, in terms of just when you sit down, you just zone out and you're just putting it together in terms of really what you want to articulate to the audience at large?
I think it's just feeling, man. I think it's just all about, you know, the track and where the track takes me. And it's just all really all about feeling. You know, that's the most important thing, man. Everything is genuine, and everything is about feeling, man. You know, that's really what it is. You know, we got a lot of different tracks that are taking us in different places, and the reason why that is so is because of the feeling. Like a song like The Dream. You take a song like The Dream off of Immortal Legend, you know, and people say, wow, how could you make a record like, you know, something like The Dream, where you got Steve Solo on the chorus, you got V12 on the chorus, you got, you know, Imam Thug wrote the bridge. So it's just a whole, you know what I'm saying, different level of, you know what I'm saying, feeling. But that's really what it is for me, man. You know what I'm saying? When I deal with producers, I just go with the feeling. Whatever you give me, I'm going to go with the feeling. So everything is just, you know what I'm saying, it's just vibes and feeling, man. B12's project is feeling. When you hear songs like Grinding Girl, you know, and Body and different things like that, these are all just feelings. Vibes, man, are coming across, you know what I'm saying, in real serious ways.
Yeah. And that's important, man.
Yeah,
no, it's all about, because I think when you're inspired, and I think that's the beautiful thing about where we're at in hip-hop right now, because especially with technology the way that it is, back in the day to, you know, get a song together, you know, to get an album, I mean, to get a song together was one thing. I mean, to get an album together, I mean, that was something totally different. And see, now, you know, you are in that place, you know, Imam, where you can just, when you're ready to do it, you're just ready to do it. If you want to drop one song, you know, because you feel inspired, you can do that. If you feel like dropping a whole album, you can do that. You know, everything is, you know, so, it's so streamlined now that it facilitates it. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, that's based on being self-sufficient also.
Preach on.
You know what I'm saying? That's really what it most of it boils down to, too. You can want to do what you want to do, but you got to be able to do it. And the only way that a lot of us will be able to do things that we do, well, particularly myself, is about being self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And how we be self-sufficient is by empowering ourselves, man. A lot of your great artists that you see today, man, your Jay-Z's, all of your artists that you see that are all your favorites, man, are people who have, you know what I'm saying, major investments, major businesses and things that are going on, machines that are moving, you know, and operating on their own behalf, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. So it's bigger than, you know, like Imam, you know, don't want a $3 million deal. Imam want a $300 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I have my own. You know what I'm saying? So that's the message that we want to kind of push to the younger generation and things like that, to kind of like try to establish your own, try to you know, gear your, you know, your business towards, you know what I'm saying, ownership, so you can have more leverage than you did. when you go out and conduct it there, wherever they might be.
How does the game change from when you were in it in terms of where you speak on self-sufficiency, but how would it took for artists to get on back in the day in terms of getting deals?
I think it was, for me personally, I think it was just, sometimes we fall on dependency, man. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes that dependency becomes, you know what I'm saying, a handicap. For me, personally, you know what I'm saying, it could become a handicap, man, where, you know, instead of you being, you know what I'm saying, someone that can really help you kind of, like, handicap yourself being too dependent, instead of kind of, like, taking control, you know what I'm saying, once you take control and empower yourself, then you can contribute more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you contribute more, then the benefits are healthier. And sometimes we don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? We don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? When we don't understand that. And we're not at fault for that. But when we do understand it, I think it becomes a duty, you know what I'm saying, to some degree, to try to make others try to understand it just a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Even if they can't understand it all, you try to make them understand it just a little bit more. Those that we work with that come behind, you know what I'm saying, the situation. You know, of misunderstanding, you know, and not, you know, fully understanding, having an understanding. It's a learning process.
Right.
That's how we grow.
As it should. As you still keep doing on, going in this game, who would you love to work with that you haven't yet?
I can't even say that, man. I think that everybody that wants to work with me, man, is going to gravitate to me, man. Like, you know, the folks that have been gravitating to me as of late. You know, I don't want to throw no names out there, but, you know, I'm just going to leave it as a surprise, man, when the new music comes in 2023, man. You know, we got a lot of new music coming with a lot of different artists that are inspired to work with us, man, and the music is coming out so dope, and it's just all about being creative in the artistry, man, and shit like that, man. That's contributing to the culture, man, and it's very strong, man. And I'm excited about that.
Yeah, because, you know, this is like you were saying earlier, it all goes about feeling, and not just by jumping off of names, because sometimes people just see, oh, there's a name right there. But just because it's a name doesn't mean it will work for your style.
Exactly. But, you know, we work with everything. We work with anything. But it's just like, you know, this type of energy that's about to, you know what I'm saying, generate in this new year, it's just new. That's all I can say, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to spoil anything. I don't want to put anybody's name out or anything. All I know is that this is new energy. We did really good this year in 2022 with Immortal Legend. We got V12, The Black Sinatra, I Need a Grammy coming in 2023. We got Immortal Legend 2, The Potion coming out after that. And we're going to be ringing off real heavy next year. You know, from all over the world. So, you know, blessings to everybody who have achieved their success. You know what I'm saying? And they'll continue to achieve their success, man. We support you. You know what I'm saying? And we're looking to continue to, you know, to do the same. Respectfully.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, one thing. Definitely.
Yeah. QB forever.
Man, and that's how style to stay. So when you look at the game and really, really, really seeing how you have been enriched and so blessed, you had a couple of detours along the way, but obviously you learn from those, you know, detours, and that you're on the right path. When you see a lot of, you know, some of the newer artists getting out there, not necessarily understanding the gift, that they have in terms of really getting on a platform to really get out there, and then the obligation to themselves and their families to stay out of trouble, you know, from everything you've learned, the good, you know, from that. How important is it for artists to really understand that once this is a business, this is something that you make it a business and you leave all the other foolishness behind?
Well, you know, that's easier said.
Dean, we got him? We still got him on?
Hold on. I think he got dropped. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I'm going to try to have him to call back. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, hold on. Are you on, brother?
You need me to call back? I'm here.
Yeah, you on. I'm sure you was on.
Yeah, I was here the whole time. I heard y'all.
Okay. I think the phone reception was kind of bad.
Okay.
Well, you know how it is with them topics. When them topics get deep sometime, all of a sudden you start getting. When you start really kicking that game, all of a sudden the Wi-Fi start acting up.
That deep mad.
You start getting the delayed response.
Oh, man, know these things, man.
Sometimes what we tell them, too, I'm like, okay, what you think of love and hip-hop?
Oh, man, how the mix doing? How about the mix?
When it gets man, to you, you gotta strategize on them.
Hey, I'm with you, man. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with y'all, man, 200%. That's a fact.
Yeah, but definitely. How important is it for artists to understand this is a business, you know, and when you are, you know, the obligation that it has in terms of staying out of the trouble. We see so many that still try to kind of have their former life involved in their evolving career, and it doesn't all, well, it never mixes for that matter. What have you learned over those years about how to really evolve from it?
Man, what I've learned is that it's not easy to evolve from it. It's not. However, you know, you gotta have, you know what I'm saying, your own independent mind. I think that's really what it's all about too, you know what I'm saying? 'Cause a lot of things that I did, a lot of people didn't understand what I was doing when I was doing it. And now I see everybody trying to do it. In regards to like, in regards to, like, you know, flipping the narrative. You know what I'm saying? You know? So, you know, I'm just saying, I have to say that, you know what I'm saying? It's not easy, but it's easier for people like us, for guys like myself. You know what I'm saying? With guys, CE, Mom, Doug, you know, and I get to conversing with them and letting them know, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, what the math is and certain things. It might be easier for them to accept that opposed to accepting it from a textbook version of somebody that went to college and trying to kick some shit to them that they read from a book or something like that. They might accept it better for me, you know what I'm saying? And the way that I get to them is through my music, you know, listen to my music. But when you sit down with me and you talk to me, and you get to hear the math and make the economic empowerment math that I got for you, you know what I'm saying, to inform you of how I got what I got without music. What I have, music did not get this for me. But that didn't stop me from doing music, but that didn't stop me from empowering myself either. So it's a lot of math. And it's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, you know, money that we're not really getting to also, man, you know, in a lot of different areas of government, man. Mm. It's a lot of deep math. I don't know if I can get on into it right now. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying to you is...
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you got to do, you got to leave them with a hanger. Like, you got to hit them like, all right, you got to get that for part three. And with that game, you know, come like $9.99.
So, you know, people got a lot of different, scenarios on how, the dollar is made and how the dollar is stretched and how, we convert these different things, opportunities and stuff like that. And you know, the role that I've found through procurement, is the area that, we don't have much engagement in. That means that there's like, there's a lot, of money that's not being, it's not being exercised, man. Like, we're not exercising a lot of the, hundreds of millions of dollars that we're paying for, man. You know, but this is just conversations you're going to get from your mom, dog. A lot of people ain't not going to talk to people about this. But as we grow, we're going to go ahead and develop this conversation, develop this dialogue, and see how we can get people more engaged, and, and different things like that, man. So people ain't got to suffer trying to, live their dreams or chase their dreams. They can still live a great life, live their dreams, and help their families, man, regardless to what.
And that's what it's about.
Yeah, because everything got to have a reason.
Yeah.
Everything got to have a reason, and, everything got to make sense. And, it's also about, empowerment, man. It's like, each one teach one never beneath one. It's that type of math, too.
Yeah. And it's about everybody, and the one thing about knowledge is, indiscriminate. Knowledge is for everybody. It is not.
Knowledge is power.
Yes,
knowledge is power.
Knowledge
is power, and we still have to be happy and excited for our brothers, and our sisters that are doing great things out here, man, in this world, man, with all of the shit that everybody is up against. It's not just the shit that Imam is up against. It's not just the things that you guys are up against or anybody else in this world. Everybody's up against things in this world. So when somebody makes it, or somebody, like, excels and, and does their thing to whatever magnitude it may be, man, it's okay to salute that, in my opinion, man.
Yeah, we should always.
Yeah, I think we
got to
get out
there, man, because,
you're right. It's okay, man. It's okay.
Salute that, man. You're not. I think what happened is,
whoever,
this is another field in its own. It's like we at that stage where even if you big up anybody, they'll consider you, you dick rider. I'm like, man, I'm just giving them props.
Nah. It's
always
dick rider involved. That's false. That's false prophecy right there, man. Listen, anytime that you can congratulate anybody, man, outside of yourself, is a self enhancement, man. That's a big deal. It's so hard for people to do that, man. You have no idea how hard it is for people to do something simple like that, man.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. Come on, yeah. I'm just saying, stay in control of your power, stay in control of the power that you have to give. The power that we have to receive, we can't control that. Because we can't control the power that we receive. We can't control the power that we give. And it's okay to give. It's okay to give.
And one thing about it is people don't understand this in terms of it. It costs nothing to be a decent human being, and it is the best currency, that while it may not always be reciprocated, it's always something that will pass in terms of politeness. It's expensive to hate and to malign because of the cost to your soul to spend so much time, which we don't know how much we're going to have at the end, to waste on trying to criticize others where we can enjoy the time that we have to celebrate, to appreciate, compliment, and just rever those. And like King said, sometimes there's just not enough of it. You know, there's not enough love going around for people to really understand that at the end of the day, we're all collectively united as people in this hip hop culture. We're all collectively united as listeners, as artists, as podcasters, as authors. Oh, yeah, we're going to need that book from you too, Imam. Just putting it out there because everybody else has a book, so you got to get yours out too.
I got you, man. Whatever y'all need, man, I'm here for it, man. That's the whole fact. And I'm going to say this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The reciprocation that we look for is not always justified, but it doesn't always mean that it's not justifiable.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, the good energy that we put out, man, you know what I'm saying, is the good energy that we receive, man.
Absolutely.
Most definitely.
That's
all.
You know what I'm saying? Keep it genuine.
Absolutely, man. I was just going to say that, you know, we probably have to wrap it up shortly because I got to head out for a second. But
yes,
definitely to build off of what we talking about, man, it's always a dope build to have you on, man, because you know you're going to give us something insightful, something influential. And most importantly, your work is consistent. You know what I mean? You ain't just hanging on. You're still putting out that quality work. You're still putting it down
appreciate
for the world.
Facts.
And it's genuine.
Facts. No doubt about that. No about that, man. Everybody that know Imam Thug, man, that sat down with me, that know me for, you know what I'm saying, Arin, from Queensbridge to wherever across the globe, man, that felt my energy, know that it's, you know what I'm saying, that it's pure energy. You know, and if you felt otherwise, you know what I'm saying, don't be, you know what I'm saying, too, you know what I'm saying, resistant to, you know what I'm saying, re-embrace the love, man, because we're here. You know what I'm saying, we're here for that.
And like I said, love is eternal.
And tell us where we can find your social media handles and where they can pick your album up and where they can find you.
Oh, man, you can find me on Instagram, man. That's our most active platform right now. You can find me at Imam_Thug_QB. You know what I'm saying? I'm right there. We got the YouTube channel popping right now, man. You Google Imam Thug, everything will pop up, man. Spotify. You know, everything. The new album right now, Immortal Legend, is out currently. Everybody can go and stream that album right now. You know what I'm saying? On iTunes, Spotify, Billboard Music. You know what I'm saying? It's all over the place, man. Over 130 platforms. So we out here. Check for that new
Definitely.
B12, too, man. New B12 coming 2023. Immortal Legend 2 is coming in 2022-23 also.
Y'all got it. Look, the 2023 more heat from Imam, from QB, and V12 still singing them soulful hood melodies. It's gonna be something serious, and we can't wait. We're here for all of it.
Respect, man. Check it. Yo, yo, yo.
Big shout out to Big Pat for calling in, man.
Definitely.
Respect, Cap.
Yeah, on that
right,
note, we out.
We're going to
definitely keep in touch.
Yep.
We're
going to
definitely keep on pushing that wave.
Big facts. Big queen.
Definitely, man. Definitely. QB for life. Imam, thank you again so much. You know you're welcome back anytime. We got to do it again. Thank you so much.
I appreciate y'all, man.
Appreciate you. Yep.